Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A tragedy on Long Island. Two toddler girls apparently drowned in a pond in Holtsville. Suffolk police say a family member called them at 3:16 p.m. from the Fairfield townhouses on Victorian Court to report the girls, aged 2 and 4, were missing. Police and Good Samaritans searched the complex. Volunteers found those girls unresponsive in the pond minutes later. People at the scene performed CPR. The little girls were taken to the hospital, but they died. A neighbor tells News Nation.
I mean, it's usually a pretty safe area. I haven't heard of anything like this happening over here, especially by the ponds. No one really goes near it, so that's super sad. I see kids playing around all the time on their bikes and stuff, and I didn't realize anything happened.
Police are still investigating. Long Island prosecutors say the man accused of concealing a woman's body in a suitcase gave them a detailed admission, but they aren't giving me any other details right now. 41-year-old Ronald Schroeder's lawyer appeared at his arraignment in Islip yesterday. The defendant himself, though, was not there because of what the lawyer called a highly contagious illness. Lawyer entered a general denial. Judge ordered Schroeder held without bail. He was arrested Friday afternoon at Penn Station, accused of concealing the death of 31-year-old Sakaya Jones. Her body was found in that suitcase Tuesday near a Huntington apartment complex. He is also charged with possession of amphetamine and a date rape drug. Police gave more details on how the victim was found yesterday. They say she was in a fetal position with her wrists and ankles bound. She'd been reported missing August 16th and leaves a 4-year-old child. Autopsy results are still pending. Schroeder due back in court on Thursday. Opponents of the migrant shelter at Floyd Bennett Field plan a rally in Brooklyn today. Ron Cantorino, the chair of the Coalition for Better Communities, tells 1010 Winds.
It's not fair to the people that wanted the American dream. Work hard, buy a house, do this, pay your taxes. We don't know where our taxes are.
The group plans to rally along Flatbush Avenue and Avenue U. There have been a long series of occasional protests over migrant shelters in recent years. NYPD Hate Crimes Task Force is investigating a vandalism case in Chelsea. This happened last Tuesday night, just after 8 p.m. Somebody used a sharp object to slash up a combined U.S. and Israeli flag on a business at 182 8th Avenue. No one was hurt. The suspect ran. Police have released photos of that person and urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. So are you ready for an emergency? Well, the City Office of Emergency Management is marking National Preparedness Month today with a family emergency prep day on Staten Island. Commissioner Zach Iskall.
Look, we live in a day and age that has a lot of emergencies, and keeping people safe really starts with preparedness.
The free event at the Staten Island Children's Museum includes kid-friendly ways to learn about emergency prep, as well as a bounce house, face painting, and more. Event runs 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the museum on Richmond Terrace. Rutgers is taking a hard look at its gymnastics program. Schools hired a law firm to conduct an investigation into athletes' allegations of bullying, favoritism, and revenge by their coach. President Jonathan Holloway announced the hiring of the firm to look into the allegations against Coach Umi Salem Beasley. They surfaced at roughly the same time as the surprise retirement of the athletic director. NJ.com first reported these allegations from 7 former and 1 current team members who described a toxic climate. The school says the investigation will ensure concerns are reviewed and addressed and recommend additional steps. Well, here comes a big bright sign of autumn.
Shine on, harvest moon.
Harvest moon set to arrive Tuesday, September 17th, just after 10:30 p.m. Now, it's called the harvest moon because it's close to the autumn equinox, September 22nd, marking the summer to fall transition. This year's edition is special, though. It is a harvest supermoon, which means the Earth is especially close to the moon, so it appears bigger. All sorts of scientific reasons for that. It is a good year for supermoons. We had one last month, the August Sturgeon Moon, and there are two more in October and November.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.